From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is defending his administration's decision to delay construction of a Canada-to-U.S. Gulf Coast pipeline over environmental concerns. But he is expediting the building of a smaller pipeline from Oklahoma to the Texas Gulf Coast as his administration catches heat for rising gas prices. In Cushing, Oklahoma today, the president sought to promote an all-of-the-above energy strategy.
If we're going to bring gas prices down once and for all, as opposed to just playing politics with it every single year, then what we're going to have to do is to develop every single source of energy that we've got, every new technology that can help us become more efficient.
The stop in Cushing was part of President Obama's two-day energy tour. Well, the Senate has overwhelmingly approved a bill that bars members of Congress, the president, and thousands of other federal workers from making money from non-public information they may be privy to. The insider trading legislation was scaled back from an earlier version. It gives the public more access, though, to financial transactions by government officials. President Obama has said he would sign it. The chief commander of international forces in Afghanistan says he has not made any decisions about accelerating the withdrawal of American troops. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, General John Allen says it is possible he will speed up the drawdown.
General Allen says he will not make any decisions on the size of the U.S. force in Afghanistan until after he's withdrawn the remaining 23,000 surge troops this fall. Allen told the Senate Armed Services Committee he is still open to the possibility that security can be maintained with a smaller U.S. force.
And if part of the outcome of my evaluation is that there is a reduced requirement for U.S. or ISAF combat power, I'll make that part of my recommendation, sir.
But Allen says right now he expects the 68,000 U.S. troops remaining in the fall will be sufficient. Allen says the success of the withdrawal depends heavily on the buildup of Afghan forces. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
A 32-hour standoff in Toulouse, France, ended this morning with the death of the gunman who killed seven people in the region in the last 2 weeks. A SWAT team stormed the apartment building where Mohamed Merah was holed up. Police are trying to find out if he had accomplices. Stocks are falling on worries about slowing economies in China and Europe, where reports show manufacturing contracting. Oil prices have dropped 2% to their lowest level in a week. That affected oil stocks Alpha Natural Resources, Consol Energy, and Cliffs Natural Resources. At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 74 points, more than 0.5% at 13,051 in trading of 2 billion shares. NASDAQ off 13 at 3,063, and the S&P 500 also off 10. This is NPR News. The First Lady of Syria may be banned from her luxury shopping sprees under new European Union sanctions. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels that EU foreign ministers plan to blacklist Asma al-Assad for being part of the regime that has killed thousands of its own people.
Leaked emails in the Guardian newspaper detail Mrs. Assad's lavish online purchases in Paris and London boutiques, buying sprees that would come to a halt if her name is added to a list of Syrian individuals under a visa ban and asset freeze. That would make it illegal for any EU company to do business with her. Her husband, the president, and more than 100 other people are already listed for their roles in the violence. But Asma Assad's case is complicated. She was born a British subject, and if she hasn't given up her passport, she could still visit Britain. However, that same passport would put her in violation of the existing sanctions, which bar EU citizens from providing any economic resources to those on the blacklist, namely her husband. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The U.S. economy is expected to keep improving in the next 3 to 6 months, according to the Conference Board's latest reading. Its index of leading economic indicators rose 0.7% in February, following a slight increase the month before. One of the biggest factors, fewer unemployment claims. Speaking of, the government's reporting 5,000 fewer claims last week, which again kept levels at a four-year low. The Labor Department reveals today the total dropped to a seasonally adjusted 348,000 applications. A less volatile four-week average is also much lower. Dow off now 74 points at 13,051. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.